It's time to talk elections. Yes, the local elections have come around once again. And at this time, RNIB Scotland publishes its manifesto. What it thinks the priorities are, what it would like the parties and the councils to look closely at in order to support blind and partially sighted people. Now, to discuss a little bit about the manifesto, we have with us James Adams, who's the Deputy Director of RNIB Scotland. Tell us first then, James, a little bit about maybe the relationship, first of all, between RNIB Scotland and the councils and the Scottish Government in general. What's that like?
RNIB Scotland has got a very good and constructive relationship with all levels of government. It's important that you are able to build a good relationship, because sometimes there are difficult issues which you need to raise, and you will sort of challenge different levels of government on areas. But what is important is you always do that in a friendly and constructive manner. And that has served us well over the years to allow us to have very good relationships.
So does that suggest then, when there's been previous, say, council elections or Scottish parliamentary elections, that things have worked well in terms of, you know, this agreement, if you like, that they will look at the manifesto and carry out some of the things that they're asked?
Yes, that's right. I mean, essentially, a manifesto is like a wish list of the areas which we as RNIB Scotland, working with blind and partially sighted people, want local authorities in this context to consider looking at implementing over the next council term. There have been some areas where we have had good relationships which has led to change. For instance, at the moment, we're at very advanced discussions with one council about adopting the RNIB Street Charter, and we're hoping for some good news on that shortly. The RNIB Street Charter looks at the different obstacles in the streetscape which might cause issues for blind and partially sighted people, and trying to encourage councils to find a better way of managing the streets. And as I say, we're looking forward to some good news there. We've also had very good engagement with Humza Yousaf, who's the Scottish Government Transport Minister, and he has been very supportive of RNIB Scotland's bus charter, which again is in a similar vein to street charter. It's about engaging with the bus companies to try and improve the experience and the provision of services on buses for blind and partially sighted people. So yes, there are some good positive areas which have come out of previous manifestos.
And we'll mention the manifesto in just a moment. There is also the cross-party group, which RNIB Scotland is heavily involved in, on visual impairment. Again, a good successful relationship with the government and local authorities there?
Absolutely. In actual fact, at the last cross-party group meeting a couple of weeks back there, one of the items on the agenda was actually something which is contained within the Local Government Manifesto, which is about registration. That is the registration process that people who are diagnosed as being blind and partially sighted have to go through in order to become registered as a blind and partially sighted person. And this is important because having an efficient system there allows for two things. One is that local authorities can properly pick up and ensure that blind and partially sighted people unlock the services that being registered provides for, but also having the numbers of blind and partially sighted people published each year or every 2 years is very important to allow forward planning of public services in catering for the anticipated rise of blind and partially sighted people in society. So at the last cross-party group, Carrie McEwen, who's the government's lead ophthalmological advisor, that's eye doctor advisor, she came to the cross-party group to report on the work that she's been doing in this area. So yes, it absolutely demonstrates that there's a good relationship.
Okay, so the council elections coming up in May, you have the latest manifesto then for the parties and the councils to look at. What are some of the kind of key points in there, some of the big asks?
Yeah, RNIB Scotland's manifesto is called Looking Local. And that is because although we all are aware of councils in day-to-day life, often they get a bit of a bad rap, but actually council and council staff work very, very hard day in, day out to provide vital services for all different types of people in community, and that includes blind and partially sighted people. So within our manifesto, Looking Local, we're looking to push local authorities to really review in a rigorous way all the types of obstacles, such as advertising boardings and A-boards that are in the high street, to try and make sure that the bins, when they're put back, are actually put back in an orderly fashion. These are very sort of meat and drink issues, but they're very important to blind and partially sighted people. A little bit of more concentration by the council can make a real difference to blind and partially sighted people being able to get around the streets. We're also very keen to ensure that councils provide their communications in an ever more accessible manner. A lot of the stuff has gone online now, but there's still a very big demand for audio, braille, large print, and actually to ensure that their websites are actually accessible, and there's a lot of work to be done there. An absolutely crucial key area, which we're going to focus a lot of work on over the next couple of years, is in relation to the attainment gap for blind and partially sighted children. Like many different cohorts in our education system, there is an increasing attainment gap, and we are very, very focused on trying to ensure that blind and partially sighted children aren't getting inadvertently left behind through lack of resource or through lack of proper service planning. And that is a key plank of our manifesto, and that is, as I say, something we're going to be a lot of work on over the next few years.
Okay, now you will be, of course, going around all the party conferences as well, James, talking up a lot of these points. But in the meantime, if people would like to learn more about them, is there a way they can have a look at the manifesto or learn more about some of the content?
Absolutely. The manifesto can be got from various sources. We're also going to be doing social media around the manifesto. It's being launched today, and following today there will be social media. So our Twitter account, which is at RNIB Scotland, our Facebook group. Also, if you'd email into Connect Radio on rnibconnectradio@rnib.org.uk, and you can also visit our website, which is rnib.org.uk/Scotland, and from there you'll be able to get access to the manifesto.
James Adams, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.